11? I'm trying. I'm really trying to get out of these verses. But every time I do, I just run into something more and more and more that needs to be addressed. And trust that we can. I got 15 minutes to preach this message, and I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll just get down here quick. 19 degrees in my house this morning. 19. It's cold. I want you. It's cold. Amen. 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 I'm going to read down to verse 4, 1 through 4. Would to God you would bear with me a little on my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. It's just burning within him. He loves the people. And when you love the people, you're concerned what's going to happen to them, what they're going to be facing, especially when you're gone. And so Apostle Paul is writing it with that love in his heart for the people. He has a godly jealousy, a holy love for them. And the jealousy is he doesn't want anybody see anybody confuse them, anybody to lead them astray, anybody to hinder their walk with God. And so he's got a jealousy, a loving jealousy for them that they'll continue. And so he's, for I have espoused you, married you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Without any spots, blameless, the Bible calls it, blameless, the sons of God. Isn't that what the Bible says we're supposed to be? Harmless and blameless, the sons of God. But I fear. After he says all this, he says, I've got a something that's really troubled me. This is actually, this fear is a meaning of intense fear. He's really, really troubled about it. It's got him greatly concerned of what might happen to him. And so he says, but I fear, lest by any means, no matter how he does it, no matter what happens, no matter which way it comes, he says, as the serpent, that's the devil, as the serpent beguiled Eve, tricked Eve, deceived Eve, he says, through their subtlety, and just letting you know that he's a trickster, he's a professional deceiver. It's amazing how he can twist your thinking. I think I did with it last week. Make you think you're reasoning right and you're way off base from spiritual reasoning. I wanted to read this article, and I didn't get to read that tonight. And most of the churches are going on rationale, wisdom of man, and operating their church under that order. And it's just, it's well worth the read to get it. Just what's happened to the church in the last 50 to 100 years. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The change in all churches. Churches don't practice what they used to. And the devil has deceived the minds. And he's good at it. He's done it for all these years. And he'll slip up on you. And the same thing as I said last week, I think about what he did to Peter. Peter thought he was really doing good. Thought he's going to defend the Lord. I'll never let it happen to you. And Jesus turned around and, get behind me, you devil. The devil has that, you know, people think they're so saved that the devil can't deceive them. Oh, my soul. That's a deception of the devil itself. Just that thought is a deception of the devil. And so, Paul is troubled about it. What's going to happen in the future to people? I'm gone. What's happening? What's the warning is here is good for us 2,000 years later. Right on down through, Christendom? Why, the next book, Galatians, just established. This was established in A.D. 60. I think the book of Galatians was about the same time. A.D. In fact, it was before 2 Corinthians, A.D. 58. Was the church of Galatia was established. Paul left it for a while, come back, and they're believing a false gospel. He says, I can't believe you got removed from the gospel. And you can see how angry he was about it. He says, let them be anathema. Let them go to hell, the people who teach that. And anybody else, they'd be an angel of man. Let them go to hell, he's saying. And that was just a brief time. After he left that church, organized that church, established that church, and ordained a preacher in there. And lo and behold, they've changed their gospel that quick. You'd be surprised the churches that's changed their gospel, changed the truth into a lie. Paul said, he said, the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So your minds, this is what I'm afraid, your minds should be corrupted, should be soiled, should be deceived. The mind would be confused and distorted by these things of the devil. He's so subtle at it, working on your mind. You'd never realize that it was the devil that was making you think and understand the Bible the way he wants you to look at it. The devil don't mind you reading the Bible. As long as you get the idea and the information and the, the revelation or the understanding of it from him. The Bible's in a lot of people's homes, most homes and churches to some extent. Of course, they did a lot of changing in different ways they printed it. Took 180 verses out of it. And most of these new Bibles, translations, I believe the King James is the only one that's nearest to perfection of the original. But it's been changed. And so Paul, he's scared, he's afraid, he's troubled, he's praying. He said, I love you people. And he says, I don't want to see your minds get so corrupted that you'll have a different concept, a different understanding of who Christ is. The next verse talks about it being another Jesus. And if you're going to have another Jesus, you're going to have another spirit. You can't have the same, you can't have the wrong Jesus and have the right spirit. And then if you've got the wrong spirit and the wrong Jesus, then you're going to have a wrong gospel. But I want to just deal with a little bit tonight on that word simplicity. This is what he's afraid of. This is what he's disturbed about. He's concerned the people are going to get a distorted view of the Lord Jesus Christ. The simplicity is the plainness, the oneness, the singleness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a day, you're living in a day, when people believe, I believe I marked it over in Matthew, I think, where it tells you, for many shall come, Matthew 24:5, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. It's like saying, I am of Christ, I stand for Christ, I believe in Christ, I know Christ, and shall deceive many. This is what Paul is afraid is going to happen. Matthew picked it up, the difference in Christ. Christ being viewed, have a wrong or a confused, distorted view or understanding concept of who Jesus is. You'll see in our day, this thing has now had 2,000 years for the corruptions of their mind. And there isn't hardly any churches that believe in the same Jesus. Jesus has been so transformed in the minds of people, so corrupted, so confused, so distorted by the philosophy of man. Well, you've got churches that believe Jesus, not far from here, believe Jesus and the devil are brothers. Not far from here. Can you imagine that? Believe Jesus, the devil's brothers. You got churches that believe that Jesus was immoral with Mary Magdalene. You got churches and whole denominations, millions of people that believe Jesus was just a prophet. He had no deity about him. He was just a good prophet. And so they've transformed, they've changed him. They took away the singleness, the oneness, the completeness, the perfection of Christ. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the way it's supposed to be. But they haven't left it that way. They've got a Jesus now that they have created in their mind what they desired, what they wanted. What they wanted to hear, what fit them, what suited them. These ecumenical movements are all made a different Jesus. They've made a Jesus in the minds of the people that's tolerant of sin. That doctrine that he forgives past, present, and future sins without repentance is a lie. That's a lie. He forgives no sin it's not confessed and repented of. It's not forgiven. I don't care whose it is. A sin that is not confessed, a sin that is not repented of, is not forgiven. People tell you this, different, but I'm saying that's another Jesus. That's what Apostle Paul is fearful is going to happen to the churches in the coming days, and it has happened. Almost every denomination has a different Jesus. Some believe that Jesus don't mind if you live in the world. You look like the world. You act like the world. You talk like the world. You go where the world goes. You listen to the music of the world. Why? Jesus isn't offended with worldly music. I mean, that's the worship of him. That's a lie. That's a deception. That's a distorted understanding of what Jesus is really like. Who Jesus is. Jesus ain't going to agree to a sinful lifestyle. Jesus ain't going to agree to those music of this world. Jesus ain't going to agree just because somebody making a profession of faith. Boy, if that wasn't a lie. That's one of the biggest lies that went around this world is that Jesus saves a person that don't even know what they're doing. They don't know who they are and what Jesus is all about. They don't know what righteousness is all about. They don't know what a substitutionary death that the Lord Jesus Christ provided. They don't even know what that means. That his propitiation for our sins, they don't got no idea what that means. But as long as they say, I do, they've got it. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm saying to you that the deception, Christ don't forgive sinners that will not repent. And their repentance isn't true. They say they repent, keep on doing the same sin. You know what they did? They lied to God. They lied to God. And they believed Jesus okayed it. You know, they meant right. And they love God. No, they don't love God. He says, you love me, keep my commandments. You love me, you'll do right. You'll live right. You love me. You love me, you'll die to self. There'll be no more I's. I this, I that, my, me, I. That's gone. Your life doesn't count. It doesn't matter. All that matters to you is the Lord Jesus Christ, serving him, pleasing him, loving him, walking with him, doing his will. But they've made another Jesus that does not transform. That he has no power to make you a different person. You're the same person you was before you saved. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a different Jesus. That's a different spirit. That's a different gospel. When they tell you that you're the same sinner you was before you saved, that's a lie. That's a deception of the devil. That's a misconception of the Lord Jesus Christ. What He makes a person, what He does for a person, how He changes a person. There's nobody that's ever saved that isn't transformed. To walk in newness of life. Every person is. They get saved. They're not the same old person. They figure just as long as you get baptized, you said I do, that you're in. That ain't got, no, that won't do it. That won't do it. That won't get you to heaven. That won't get you to Jesus. That won't get you to salvation. You've got to be willing to say, thy will be done, and mean it. Saying, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. You're transformed to a new creature in Christ Jesus. And if that doesn't happen, you didn't get it. If you still love the old ways of the world, still do the same habits of the world, still have many friends of the world, you love to be around people, God says, listen to me carefully. He said, if you like to be around lost people, you're fighting against me. In James chapter 4, he said, friendship with the world is enmity. That's you're fighting against God. Well, I believe it's got nothing to do with what you believe. Got nothing to do with what relationship they are with you. Hello? That's a different concept of a Christ that's tolerable. He's permissive. He allows whatever you want to do, whatever you think, wherever you want to go, or the people you want to be around. It's really no problem. Now listen to me carefully. It's really no problem. It's really no problem breaking friendship with the world. If you are transformed to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, there ain't a sinner in this world that'll want to hang around you. Now, how do you know that, preacher? Well, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulations. He said, they hated me and they will hate you. They'll hate the way you dress. They'll hate the way you talk. Hate the way you think. Hate the way you reason. You and I don't have any kind of comparable with them whatsoever. We're changed. We're on a different road. We got a different master. We don't have a Jesus that just allows us to live the life we want to live. We got a Jesus that saves us from sin. Or else He don't save us. If He don't save us from sin, then we don't have salvation, or the Bible's wrong. One or two. We believe the Bible, I guess, don't we? Let God be true. I'm saying it changed your disposition, changed your reasoning. That's why the Bible says you'll have a sound mind. I like old Brother Green. He says you won't have one of them screwball minds. You'll have a sound mind that's stable. Thinks right. Reasons right. Talks right. You see things right. You understand the Bible right. You've been changed. That's the work the Lord Jesus Christ does. I'm saying you, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's just all kinds of different views of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, you'd think He agrees to anything coming down the road. Some people liken Him unto Santa Claus. Do you believe there's such a being other than the Lord Jesus Christ that knows what you're thinking? Can you imagine Christians upholding a man, a fake man, that represents the same powers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He flies around, come down chimney. I mean, you got to be wacko. You got to be wacko to teach your children that stuff. Oh, it's just fun. Fun and games, the mockery of the church, the mockery of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's fun and games, and it's just fun. And no, it never hurts anyone. Wrong Jesus. Wrong Jesus. I'm saying if you love him, you'll respect him. If you love him, you'll revere him. You're honoring. You won't dishonor him with things of the world. You won't try to identify him with the world, associate with the reasoning of the world and the foolishness of the world. You'll believe he's high and holy and righteous. And he doesn't change. He doesn't give anything up. Saying we got, you hear people sing about Jesus. Now I want you to listen to me. These new songs, you'd think some of them were having a love affair with the Lord Jesus Christ in their songs. Makes me sick. I've told you before, John Wesley was the preacher. His brother was the songwriter. And he had to bring, before he was allowed to sing a song or have the choir sing a song at one of Wesley's meetings, John Wesley had to look at the song. And if he didn't approve of it, he wouldn't allow him to sing the song. I'm saying to you, there's songs that's coming out today. And just because it moves the emotions, people make it spiritual. If it isn't speaking the truth, if it isn't going along with the Word of God and agreeing with the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the way. He is the way. He is the truth, the personification of it. He's not somebody that's just an old softy and sentimental and, you know, believe me, we've so lost the concept of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord, the Master, the Ruler. He's the Judge. All judgments committed unto Him. Why, people think they can pamper Him and confuse Him and hold Him back, and He'll ignore you. He'll let you by with what you want to do with your spirit and your ways. God help us. God help us. Paul said, I'm afraid they're going to miss the simplicity of Christ. How singleness of Him. How perfect He is. How holy He is. How righteous He is. How just He is. And He does not change. He tells you that, it's clear. If He changed one thing, He'd cease to be God. If He tolerated a sin, then He'd have to apologize to the people in hell that were put in there for the same sin. He'd have to. Why? Because He's just. He's just. He's true. Paul said, the devil's going to do it. He's going to do it to you if you're not careful. If you don't watch, he'll let you paint a picture in your mind of a Jesus. He's so sweet and cuddly and soft. That's not Jesus. Why don't you look at Revelation chapter 1? And take a good look at Him one time. I'm telling you, He isn't nothing like what they say. Oh, He's long-suffering. And He's kind. And He's merciful. But He's also righteous. and He's just, and He's holy. And He don't change any of those attributes. That's Him. I'm saying to you, with all these different churches and all their different forms of phony worship, I'm saying they do not know the Jesus of the Bible. They've got another Jesus, another spirit. And you know pretty well that gospel they're preaching today. Used to be a time that you had to prove with your life, not what you said. You didn't say I made a commitment to Christ and all these. No. The Bible says let every man prove his own self. And so there's a time of you proving that you really repented. Prove that you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your spirit. And your neighbor as yourself. And you have to give evidence to them. They wouldn't let you in a church whatsoever. I'm saying they've changed Jesus. Webster, 1828, says of this simplicity, he said it's purity of the mind or purpose. It's a straight path. There's no room in that straight and narrow path for variables turning aside. It's a straight path. And it doesn't change. The Christian walks an upward walk, a holy walk, because he belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ, you sing this song. There's a lot of songs you sing, you and I sing, that don't register inside here. One of them is like this. It goes, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Christ liveth in me. How does he do that, preacher? Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. That's why I say, where do you think we can take him? And this article here says this, the average Christian goes to the movies at least once a week. To see what? The way the world plays immorally? I can't believe a Christian would go to the movies. I can't believe that. Well, we need some entertainment. Entertainment! For what? For the flesh that you're supposed to deny? Oh, preacher, you're too old-fashioned. I wish I was. I really wish I was as old-fashioned as some of the old preachers. I mean that. I wish I was. Paul says, I'm afraid it's going to happen. He's very tricky. He's very subtle. And if you really don't know your Bible, now listen to me carefully. If you really don't know the voice of the Holy Spirit, your Bible won't protect you without the Holy Spirit. That's a rough statement. I remember there was one of the leaders in Israel. I think he could quote 4 books of the Bible. Could quote them. And he was a lost socialist. I remember a man I sat in the choir loft listening to him preach. They called him the walking Bible, Jack Van Impe. Everybody just thought, oh man, that guy is so great. He'd quote chapter after chapter. He'd quote whole books of the Bible. Quote whole books of the Bible. Just quote. He's got another Jesus he's preaching. He's preaching an ecumenical Jesus that accepts. Jesus don't accept everybody. He accepts the righteous. He'll save a sinner, but he don't accept a sinner into his communion, into his relationship, into his life. He don't accept a sinner. You got to be, maybe help me. I think in order to be in the right relationship with Jesus, tell me if I've got it right. I think in order for you to be in the right relationship with Jesus, to where you're able to commune with Him, be a part of His family, belong to Him. Tell me if I'm mixed up or not. I believe you must be born again. They asked one old preacher, he says, why do you preach so often about being born again? He says, because you must be born again. That which is flesh is born of the flesh. That which is spirit is born of the spirit. Shall we stand? Can you imagine? Listen, I'm not talking about a few people. I'm talking about the majority of this world has the wrong concept, the wrong understanding, the wrong view of who Jesus is. And it's the enemy, the old serpent, that has deceived him. You're good. You're all right. You're going. The priest said so. They even believe, the Catholic Church really believes, that Mary is involved with the Lord Jesus Christ in your salvation. She helps you to be saved just like Jesus does. They believe that. They don't even believe Mary is hardly human. They had to deal with some things that are cardinal doctrines of people today, and so they made it an Immaculate Conception. Change to Jesus. Change Him. So He fits their doctrines, false doctrines, with a false spirit, with a false Jesus. Afraid it's going to happen. Afraid it's going to happen, Paul said. And it did happen. And it is all around you. How many people do you talk to at different times and say, yeah, I know Jesus. I believe in Jesus. And there's nothing of the character, of the holiness, of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ in them. When you become one of His, He brands you. You're branded. One of His. He puts His mark on you. You're a child of the King. You belong to Him, like we saw. And He'll work in your life. He'll correct you. He's long-suffering, patient, kind. But He isn't permissive. He isn't tolerant. It's only because of His mercy that we're not consumed. That's all. Father, in Jesus' name, Help us to take this Bible seriously, soberly, truthfully. Help us to let the Word of God dwell in us richly. Help us to walk by it, live by it, stand by it, believe it. Seek the Holy Ghost understanding of it. Awaken us to the truth, I pray. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost of God that is our guide into truth. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, our Savior. May we rehearse that and review that in our mind often. He died for me. Was despised and rejected, a man hated, a man of sorrows. And we want fun and games, you know. A man of sorrows, filled with grief. He did it for us. May we never let that pass out of our mind, but may it ring true of what He did to save our soul. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us enough to send the Lord Jesus, your only begotten Son. Always pleased you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless your holy name. Watch over these people. Work in their lives. Draw them to you, I pray. May we move up closer. May we learn more and more about prayer. You said it'll change us. And I pray we'd be praying people in these last days. We'd bombard heaven for our children and for loved ones and friends and people that we know, members of the church that's going through serious illness, cancer, diseases, and other problems. Help us to carry a burden for them as we ought. Be with Mr. Pell tonight, I pray. I want him to know that we're praying for him and pulling for him and seeking God's help in his life, that he's not forgotten. He's got friends. He's got a family that cares. Be a little Blakely and Coley and Karen Williams and all these. My. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You are dismissed.
Brother Chair.